This episode is brought to you by our sponsors, Well Hydrate.
Electrolytes and protein waters packed with nutrients and vitamins.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Sim Squared Podcast.
And today our guests are Jess and Eve.
Oh,
hey. Hi girls. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for fitting us in your busy schedule, girls.
Thanks for having us.
We're so happy to be here.
Are you? Thanks girls. How's life been since you left Villa?
Life's been good. I feel like it's kind of just like the same as normal really, but just like a bit busier.
Yeah.
It's just been busy, but I feel like we quite like that. Like it's nice to just kind of like just like keep going. Like, not gonna lie, when we first got out I was a bit overwhelmed. Like
really?
It was a lot, and I thought because we did it the first time around I was like, oh, it'll be so like just easy, but like it was the same feeling of like when I got my phone back I was like, oh my god.
What is it like getting your phone back? Is it like when you turn it on, is it like ding 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 ding?
The first time like it mine literally didn't
down,
turn on.
Yeah.
Like,
really?
It was overwhelmed.
Yeah. I literally turned it on and then it had like a weird thing, like a buzz, and then it just like shut down and like it was literally broken.
Oh my god.
Don't know whether it's because it was off for so long or whether so many messages, it was crazy. Yeah.
Is it all Instagram notifications or WhatsApp as well?
WhatsApp, yeah. Messages,
WhatsApp,
everything.
Instagram, like in my Snapchat. But this time it was really weird because it was like, I turned on and like nothing happened. Like I was expecting it to be like ding 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 ding, but I think all the apps like it just didn't even do it. So I just went on the app and saw it. But I turned it on, I was like, oh.
That's a single message. Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
No one watched this.
Did I feature?
I'd love to do that. Like go in somewhere, have my phone taken away from me for like weeks, and then come out and just be like, woo.
Yeah.
Was it nice not having a phone in the villa?
Oh my god, I loved it. We loved it. You know how like sometimes it can be really stressful, like messages, like social media and stuff. We loved it. I was like, I didn't want it back. It was like such a nice break. Yeah.
I do feel like they need to do that once a year where they have like a few days off of like Instagram
and
all social media.
Yeah.
Just give everyone a holiday.
Yeah, I wanna even start like being really disciplined with myself and just like take my phone away in the evenings or something. Because we had this 2-week lockdown before. I don't know if you guys have ever done something like this before, but like where you're taking away like your phones, everything, and we just felt like we had so much time and I was so relaxed. I was never anxious. I was just like, instead of just sitting there and procrastinating on my phone, we'd get up and
so
do
productive.
Something.
Yeah, I did that last year. I took a week off, week holiday, and it was amazing.
Oh.
It felt so much fresher afterwards.
And they say that you sleep better if you don't go on your phone.
You're
like
not
a
meant
few
to go
hours
on it.
Yeah.
Bed.
So it is good for you. It's like therapy. But so did you expect the show to blow up as much as it did when you come out? Was you like, wow?
We weren't sure, really. Like, we knew, obviously, it was an All-Stars and, like, everyone was talking about it before. But, like, we weren't sure. Like, we weren't sure when we were going in. Like, we didn't really know how it was going to go.
I wasn't sure, like, how... I feel like, because it's, like, kind of, like, a different kind of the show, I wasn't sure how like well it was gonna do, like whether people would watch this or whether it would just kind of get swept under the rug. But then when we were on the show, like producers and stuff, they would keep coming in and being like, it's doing really well.
Really?
We were like,
just because you were
like,
hiding for ages.
They were like,
figures are great. You were in hiding for ages. Because I remember you FaceTiming me in the airport and I was watching the TV thinking, when is she going to come in? Like, and it
so
was taking
many people
ages.
Thought that I just wasn't going in. Like, they were like, what's happened?
And Saffron, our manager, was posting on our Instagram. Like, we were still in London and I was getting messages.
I clocked
like,
that.
What are you doing? Like,
I saw that because I was like, Demi was like, Jess and Eve are going in the villa. And then like your Instagram story was like a view from your balcony about going to the gym or something, and I was like, damn, they're at their flat.
Yeah.
But
it
I could
so
tell
confusing.
Like the way that
could
they
you tell it wasn't us?
The way that you write on your stories compared to the way your manager was writing, I could tell because she was way more formal and I was this is not Jess and Eve.
We rarely write anything at all.
You don't, which is quite handy for her because you hardly post anything anyway.
I wouldn't want to give someone my Instagram password for that amount of time.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what if she sees like?
And they can like read everything like before, like all your messages, all your DMs.
Did you like clear your DMs or did you just
I just
trusted her?
Yeah. I kind of thought maybe I'll just go through like make sure everything, but then it was so rushed. She saw it all.
And then before we went in, we had a call with Saffron, that was like the only call we were allowed. And I remember saying, I was like, who's DM me on Instagram? Before I went in, and she was like, everyone's so confused. And like, I was getting messages like, why is your WhatsApp going to one tick? Like people thought I'd blocked them because my phone was just off. And I think everyone's just a bit confused, to be fair.
Like, I feel like everyone knew because it was like circulating on TikTok and everything that used to were going
really?
In anyway.
Yeah, was I didn't even know. My mum was replying to the Instagram stories thinking it was me. Like, Jessica, what's going on?
No, I think she was like, she wasn't quite sure what was going
she
on.
Was
she was like, she
confused.
Knew, but she was a bit confused.
Did you not tell your mum that you were going in?
No, she knew.
Oh.
Oh,
and she thought it was you on your phone.
she got a bit white.
How does your mum deal with like you guys being in the public eye and like being on Love Island and stuff? What does she think of it all?
I feel like she's like the most like anxious one out of everyone. Like I think at first, because when we first went in, we were only 20, so I feel like then she found it like really hard. Now I feel like at first she couldn't watch it. Now she kind of like watches it. She'll like keep up with it.
Yeah, she's got a lot better this time. The first time I think she was a wreck when we were in the villa. Like she was just so nervous and she didn't know what to do. But I think because now it's like we've done it once before, she was a lot more chilled. So like it was okay, but she's definitely anxious about it.
Oh, bless her, because she's so cute. How was it like leaving Jess as well mid-villa?
It was like, I feel like this time it was better because I stayed in South Africa. I had, because you know how we went back in? So then I stayed in there. So I kind of felt like we weren't that far apart. And I knew I was going to see her in a week anyway.
Yeah.
But it was still so weird. It's just weird not being able to like speak to each other and be like, are you okay? Like I kept saying to them, like, can you pass on a message? They were like, no.
I actually cried when you, when you said goodbye because you were really upset with
me. Yeah.
And I was like, I just can just imagine how she feels. Like being like that all the time. And then one day just like, no, you're not going to.
Especially like in that villa experience as well. It's like, where you don't have your phone, that like you can't even just send a message, and the whole thing is just so overwhelming. And like, I was actually so gutted when Eve went, but then I was just thinking, like, it's just a week, and like,
yeah.
Oh, bless you.
She's
just
so cute.
Like, you're so cute.
Yeah. Me and you think we're close, but they're like way closer.
One last question about Love Island as well. What is this about being banned from wearing like racy bikinis? What was that about?
I feel like if it's like too thong or like too much boobs,
I didn't really get it this time, but the first time I remember I got it a lot. So this time I went in prepared. The first time, like, we just wear like our little like teeny tiny bikinis, and then you just hear on like the voice of God, they'd be like, can you change, please?
Really? I think it's because they don't want any like Ofcom complaints. Like, I think it's something like too revealing. Like, if it literally looks like
everyone wears thong bikinis,
I feel like it's hard not to be revealing when you've got a bikini.
Yeah. I feel like if they think maybe if it's like too provocative, like one time you were wearing like a really lacy one, I feel like if it looks too like seductive, they might get like, are you playing?
So I literally remember the first time I was so annoyed because I wore this Anne Summers bikini and it was a little lazy number, but they were like, oh, you can't wear it. Then like literally 2 days later, Paige had the bikini on and didn't get to hold off. I was like,
I suppose things look different on other people's body shapes though, don't they?
The lazy number.
So on to like dating life, and I know this is what the people want to hear. Can you tell us anything? Like, how's you and Callum? Are you going well still?
I mean, it's very weird like coming out of the villa and you've been like literally like in each other's pockets for so long, and then you come out, like obviously he's in Manchester, I'm in London, but yeah, I saw him the other night and I think just like, yeah, like taking it slow.
Yeah. He's such a nice boy. Has your mum met him yet?
No, my mum hasn't met him.
They met on FaceTime.
But like all my family were like, he's so nice. I think like you can tell from watching it, like he's got like a really good heart, which is, I feel like it's quite rare to find like actually genuine nice guys. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he is.
Nice guy. I think you two really suit each other as well. Like, you're clearly his type, blonde, blue eyes.
Definitely.
You're a blonde girl. That chair dude said that.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I completely forgot about that.
Do you still speak to him?
Oh my God, I don't speak to him.
We kept wondering whether Ched was going to be a bombshell.
I was praying for Ched to be a bombshell, just the way
he was so entertaining.
You know what? Like, I actually have so much love still for Ched. I think he's got a girlfriend.
He said in the UN, well observed.
You know what, it's so weird, like when you're in there you don't even remember all the conversations you come out, so then when you come out and certain things have like got like blown particular up. Attention, you're like, what? Like, I didn't even remember that, but I think he was saying something. I think the point he was trying to make is he was saying that I was blonde, but he thought, speaking to me, he thought I was intelligent, and then I was like, oh, what do you mean, like you didn't think I'd be clever or something, and I think then he was just like la 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 la, la.
He got verbal diarrhea.
And then I just said out of politeness, I was like, oh yeah, I know what you mean, to kind of wrap it up.
So funny.
I remember Piers Morgan was like, this is such a weird interaction. He's like, the weirdest thing is she understands.
It was funny. I just remember watching it like, what is he trying to say? But how long did you date him for?
So we spent like a couple couple of weeks together coming off the show, but then it was a lockdown and it was too soon to move in together. So I just went back to my family home and he went back to his home, and then we just didn't see each other for literally like so long. He came to see me on my birthday, but even that was like very under wraps because it was like that whole isolation thing, and then it just kind of fizzled out. And so I think we were probably like speaking for like a couple of months or something. But
it must be so hard though, like having a relationship when you come out of Love Island, because everyone's in the comments on TikTok, they're like, haven't seen them post together this week, and creating rumours.
Literally, that was like the first week with Callum, like he was in Manchester, he had the flu and stuff, like didn't see him, and I was literally getting so many like angry messages, like, we deserve to know, like, we're the fans that you need to tell us. And we weren't posting anything because we weren't together, so it was like, what am I actually meant to do, like release something and say, oh, we're together, even though we weren't? Like, it was so weird, like,
I suppose people just want to know, but at the same time it's like everyone's got to respect your privacy. Like, and realistically, if you were talking to a boy after like a few weeks, you wouldn't be putting him on your Insta story anyway,
oh
would
my
you
God, yeah, certainly not. And like, yeah, doing posts like actual grid posts and stuff, it's like, it's all crazy.
Yeah, it's all intense, but it's all part of the journey.
Like all your messages are like, where's Callum? Even I get messages like, where's Callum? Do you remember when the Q&A, it was like, where's Callum?
Yeah,
where's
when me and Eve done a Q&A, it was like, where's Callum? It's
like, why am I getting these questions?
That's a good question.
We was going to talk about you, Eve, and your love life.
Oh.
What's been going on?
You know what, like, actually, like, not a lot. Like, I'm single.
I'm going to hide under the table.
Your date era.
Have you? Oh, you're giving your dating era. Sorry, this is news to me.
No, I haven't. No, I feel like, no, that's my new approach. Like, I'm now, like, going to go on dates. Like,
oh, are you now?
Are we going to address the date?
I know, are we going to address the elephant in the room?
Sorry, should I just leave the room?
No, actually, I never date, do I? Like, I actually never, like, I never go on dates. Like, neither does Jess, to be honest.
Not a date.
Like, we never do, but I feel like now I'm, like...
But after our date,
shall we address the date?
Do you guys want to?
Did you ask me on a date, or was
it
the other way around?
No, you asked me on a date.
Okay. Me and Eve went on a date last week. For anyone watching. And it was our first date, weren't it?
First date,
I can't believe that was your first date.
I feel like we kind of have had like other dates, but it hasn't been like a date.
It's not been one on one.
Like, that was like our first date. That was a date.
Yeah, I'm actually getting nervous talking about it.
Where did you go again?
Yeah, to Amazon. Account.
Amazon. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice time?
I had the best.
I've not seen you since.
I know.
But you did ask me to see you at the event. So
yeah, I might.
I thought you was asking me to go. I thought she was asking me to go on a date with her to a red carpet.
Smiley.
Oh, yeah.
To an award.
Oh, we didn't end up going, but I feel like if you came, you guys came.
Demi thought I was like, asking her to be like my date, like on the red carpet.
Getting
But then I was like, oh, Frankie can go.
And then I was like, oh, this is not date number two.
Oh, have you been? Are you going to arrange a second date? And she was like, oh, she asked me the other day, but I was thinking, I swear she asked me to come as well. I don't think that's a date. Yeah.
But I feel like it's nice the way, like, obviously, I'm always with Jess, so it's always like, oh,
It doesn't feel like, even if you're out with someone on a date and you've got your sister there, it still feels like you're on a date.
Yeah, but just with Jess. Yeah. With us too. Like,
literally. Oh, so that is juicing, girl. Was there a little kiss?
No.
You two both have gone so shy. Like,
I feel me. I'm not going to lie.
You have a nervous thing from the table. Like,
from the minute I walked in, I felt really nervous.
It's getting hot. It's getting hot in here.
No, but I don't know. Are we going on a second date? I don't know, to be honest.
I think you should.
Would you like to go on a second
date? Are you asking?
I feel like now you should take Demi out on a date.
I like Demi to be the one to like...
The dominant
one. Yeah.
We have been speaking for like 3 years. No, haven't we? It's been such a long
time. So deep and serious, and we say like 3 years. It actually has
been 3 years.
When was the first time you actually met?
Was it Boohoo event in London, and then you had your Missy Empire launch.
When Demi stormed off.
I thought you were talking about the recent one. Do you remember when I got so drunk at that Boohoo event? I think we all did.
Yeah.
And oh my
Ubers.
When I was sick on the road.
Yeah.
You were both sick. We were both in different Ubers. Do you remember at the same time?
Exactly, my boyfriend that night.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember when he had his pop at me because I took a video?
Oh, my God.
We were all doing shots and I videoed us doing shots and he slammed my phone and went, delete that. I was like, excuse me.
Oh, my God,
me.
I actually forgot about that, that night. I remember just being sick on the road and you had to put me in an Uber home.
Yeah, you were so drunk.
Wow.
Oh, my God, it's because of that Italian boyfriend.
Yeah, he was Davide's best friend or something.
I walked over and you had done like 10 shots each and I was like, girls, you need to slow down.
You know what? I think we walked in and it was just like, you know, it's all a bit awkward. Intense. But it's like, yeah. There's all Islander kind of thing. We hadn't done anything like that for ages.
We hadn't eaten.
I was like, you know what? It's either going to be awkward or let's have a good night. So we had a good night.
You had an amazing night, girls. You didn't even make it to the club.
Demi always says, like, she's always like, oh, yeah, Jess and Eve don't really drink. They have, like, one drink if they're out. And I'm like, I'd love to be like that. And then I saw you and you were like, I was helping you get out of the thing. I was like, don't know about that, Dem, you know.
On the road.
I think he's obliged to me. When we went out the other night on that date, she had two drinks. She was drunk.
I had a sip and I was drunk.
I had to take her home.
Yeah. I feel like since the villa, obviously, we didn't, like, drink basically all that time. So now I feel like it really hits me. But in general, we're such a lightweight.
You know what it is? I think from up until, like, probably, like, 22, I feel like we just didn't drink. So, like, I would just used to go out and not drink. And then it was like, now I have a cheeky shot. And now it's like, I need to stop telling people
but
I don't
drink. Shot is enough. One shot and I'm...
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I was like that.
Two shots and I'm sick on the road.
No.
You were lightweight, Demi.
No, not really.
No, Demi's not.
Like, I had two drinks. I was absolutely fine. And you was a bit drunk. Because I was like, oh, I was thinking, oh, we should go out afterwards because Hannah Elizabeth was in shit. After I dropped you home, she was FaceTiming me going, come out. But I was thinking we could go out, but then I was like, you're going to be projectile vomiting again. I could actually feel it coming. So I was like, oh, well, just do something again soon.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like it's nice to end like a first date on like a classy note and just go your own ways after the meal. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Because so
like in my history, I would go to a club and get paralytic and embarrass myself, and then I'd think the next day, like, why did I do that on the first day? What made you both, like, after 3 years, decide let's go on the date now?
I think I just said it, like, I always just say it, like, we just say it, don't we? But it never happens.
And then it actually happened.
You messaged me the night before and went, are we actually going tomorrow? Because I really want to go. And I was like,
I messaged you at the gym, didn't I?
Yeah. And then we went.
I feel like it was long overdue.
But who else are you going to be dating? What's this all about
now? I don't know what Jess is on about.
I'm sitting in like, who else?
I'm in my dating era. That sounds a bit crazy. But I feel like it's more just like, I like to.
That was my dating era.
Yeah. That's a lot for me.
I feel like dates are intense though. Yeah. Like literally sitting across the table from someone and having to think up conversation for the full day is so like.
Was yours awkward at all?
No,
because
we just talk like. About
were you nervous?
Stuff.
Were you like putting it out the chair?
I feel like we were nervous because we were like this.
I was nervous that it was going to get awkward. You know, because usually we've always got people around, so like I was thinking, oh, is there going to be any awkward silences? But then when I picked you up, you was chewing my ear off. I actually didn't get a word in. She was just. No. I haven't seen you in like a few weeks either. So I was like, oh yeah. But and then we got there, had a drink, had so much food, didn't
we? I got drunk.
She got drunk quickly. And it was quite a short date to be
it
fair,
was
wasn't
short.
It?
It went quick.
It was quite a private date though, because we was in Amazonico and then we was on like this booth, like circle booth, and everyone was behind
us. Do you remember
us?
In the waiting room and took pictures of us? He was like, shall I take a picture of you? And he was taking pictures of us.
You put it on your story.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, they were so
nice
cute.
Pictures. Did anyone reply to your story? Because like obviously people would never guess that you were on a date. Like you would people would just think you're
like
friends.
People know as well, like I always post you as well. Like,
I know, people just assume we're like besties, don't they?
It's your little secret.
So not for long. Am I the only girl that you'd ever date?
Yes. What? I said this to Demi, like, I actually would never even go on a date with another girl.
It's like the person though, isn't it? Like the person that you're attracted to rather than like the gender.
It is, Amy.
Yeah.
Are you getting shy?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm asking you a question.
Sorry.
Let's swiftly move on.
One more question.
Oh.
Jess. Yeah. Would you love me as a sister-in-law?
Oh my God, I always, honestly, Demi, I don't know what the Eve says, but like, I'm like your biggest like, supporter.
Oh,
I
really?
Always, yeah, like I'm always like, oh my God, like Demi, like, I always, because I think you're such a nice girl and like, I think you're so like, it's nice because you're actually just so genuine.
Thank
and
you.
Like, even before I met you, I didn't realise like how nice you were, but I think you've got such a good heart.
I always say this to Demi. I always say I don't think people realise how nice you girls are.
Yeah. You know what? We were saying this the other day because we were getting trolled. And I was like, Demi was like, why do you think it is that we get trolled like over the years, even when we're on Tower?
Because we actually don't do anything wrong, do we?
I think it's because we've got like a straight face. I think it's the Botox though.
The resting
like,
bitch
like,
face.
Resting bitch face. Like, and people think that we're horrible, and then when they talk to us, they're like, oh no, they're actually all right.
I wouldn't think you girls are horrible, but I just wouldn't like, don't think I'd realize like how nice you are, like you're actually really like nice, caring
down
girls,
down to earth as well.
Down to earth.
Thanks girls. I've got another question for you, Jess. Would you go on a date with a girl if you were single?
You know what, I feel like I would, I mean, I don't go for girls.
He says, you know what, I would. I
don't go for girls, but I do believe in, like, if I met a girl and I really, really liked her, like, who's to say I wouldn't? Do you know what I mean? I think the whole, like, you know, like, I don't go for girls, I go for guys. I think that's all just, like, getting a bit, like, old now.
Pick the wrong twin.
Demi.
What are you doing afterwards?
But like, you know, I feel like I don't, like, I've never met a girl that I've actually been attracted to before, but who knows. But what about you? Would you?
No, I don't think so. We were saying the other day, Demi took me to Pride and like a couple of girls pinched my bum, didn't they?
And I was
so uncomfortable, I didn't know what to do. I don't think I would be able to go out with a girl.
No, I don't think you would be, unless there was like a proper butch, one that looks like a boy.
Yeah, I just about go out with boys.
Yeah, like, no, oh my God, we had this running joke. It's not really a joke,
it's not funny. Yeah.
But we had this like running like thing that we was asexual for so long.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, like that when you're not attracted to anything.
That was a long running joke.
No, I'm not even joking. It was so serious.
Yeah. It's a reality.
This won't even long ago.
That's my life. Like, I just couldn't meet anyone for so long that I was like attracted to. And I know this sounds pathetic, but like, I couldn't meet anyone that I wanted to kiss. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was really horrible. And then I'd meet people and then I'd be like, no, you're not for me. And Demi was like,
I kept doing the same. I kept going on like dates with people and then I would be really excited to go on a date. Straight afterwards, I'd be like, nah. Like, and we was doing
just
it, weren't
like,
we?
No just, attraction, just no like
that's good though,
sexual.
To be fussy, like a little bit. Like, maybe you just got into the habit of it. Maybe you thought yourself into the mindset. Like, maybe it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah,
I feel like it maybe like became a pattern.
Has it ended now? Has that phase ended? Or
yeah, don't worry, it ended. It ended at Amazon, okay.
She rang me, she's like, I'm not asexual anymore. Mine's ended as well, just for the record. I'm not asexual.
You were asexual, sin is over.
We both ended at a similar time, to be fair.
Yeah, I feel like we need to celebrate that because we were both worried about that.
No, this went on for so long.
You do a little cheers to your day ending, Demi's asexual.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me.
Was you about to cheers that? It's not champagne,
please. So girls as well, we want to talk about like your icks in guys and girls, like just like silly things. Because we're on the way up here, I was like, Demi, what's your icks? And she was just coming out the most random star.
No, like yesterday, I see this boy walking along and he had a jumper tied around his waist, but I thought it was the biggest ick ever.
No, I can imagine that being an ick.
And he was like walking and where his t-shirt was like tied around his waist, his t-shirt looked straight down. He just looked like a box. It just gave him no shape, and I was like, that is such an ick. And then also, I don't know,
if you're hot and you want to take your jumper off, hold it.
Imagine just hold the jumper.
Hold
just
it.
Just be a
tight.
Man and hold it.
About round your neck or something, I don't know. Or like, I hate when girls wear Adidas Sambas. Have you got them?
I don't know what that is.
They're like the thin Adidases that all the influencers keep wearing. They're like plimsolls. Have you seen them?
Are they like three lines on them?
Yeah.
Do
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Worse.
I'm not really a trainer girl.
Don't
really know them. Are you wearing trainers?
I am today.
I've never seen you in a pair of flat shoes.
Are you a heels girl?
Oh, she's always got heels.
Yeah, you. But unless I'm on a very casual day, or like to the gym. Like, even the treadmill, like purr.
What's your ick?
I don't know. I feel like we have like similar icks. Like obviously I had like really stupid ones, but I feel like I hate it. Like, you know, when you see like guys and they take like really serious like selfies when they're like singing and stuff to the phone, and you're just like, oh.
Oh my God. When boys are in the car and they're like filming themselves singing, like I'm like, why are you doing a concert?
And I feel like boys will always pull a face that they do as that their pose. That's like really weird. Like they'll just like scrunch up their face. Like, and it's like, why do they do that face?
Oh, I just like, this sounds bad, but like I don't like it really when like guys try that hard and like social media, like selfies and like thirst traps. Like obviously I like, do it as a joke and stuff, but like when you can tell a boy's really trying and he's really like smouldering, I'm like, oh, like
it just gives like love yourself vibes. I'm not into that.
Do you know what gives me a massive ick on boys? When you go to Ocean Club, they've got them short little Versace boxer things on. Do you know what I'm talking about? They're like them black trunks and they've got Versace and they're so short. You can like see their little penile hanging down.
Fendi. I thought they were Fendi.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I mean, I'm not an Ocean Beach guy. Like, this is like, I'm not an Ocean Beach guy. Like, this is, I can't, like, this is like, people ask me neither if we've got the same type or not, and it's so hard to describe, but like, you would be partial to like someone who like goes to Ocean Beach.
I wouldn't say they're my type, like, but I could enjoy my day there. Jess literally sat there in the corner. We went at a work event and she was like, get me out.
I just couldn't, like, you know, and it's just like they're all like, tiny little like shorts.
Literally
in like a spiky lube, like I can't.
Spiky lube? What's that?
Oh my God, like, you know those like shoes, and they have like those spiky guy, like,
lube. I thought you meant lube. I was like, what's that?
It's just not really my bag.
I know what you mean though. Like the past few times we've been Ocean Beach, especially when I was single, I was so excited to go. But you know what it is? It's all like, are they called like meatheads or something?
Yeah, we call them meatheads.
Like all the big muscly guys. Roided up. Like, don't know, like tattoos, shorts.
Been on about
shorts,
like 10 billion sunbeds before.
Got vapes hanging out.
Like LV sunglasses.
Like, do not chat to me.
That scares me. I literally see that, I'm scared.
I know, that is that. I feel like that's the general ick though.
That's the general. Oh my God, should I say the Zempic ick?
Oh yeah.
I would actually feel so
was it was bad.
It's the thing that makes you really skinny.
Yeah, Zempic. Yeah. Everyone's on it.
Oh my God,
like, everyone's on
me,
it.
For me, like, I literally was like,
she went over.
If he sees this, I'll feel really bad. But like, I was like speaking to someone ages ago, and when we were eating, I was like tucking in, like, you know, because if I'm not nervous, and it's like, this guy, he's nice, but like, I'm not, you know, when you like, you know, you really, really like someone, you get nervous, but it's more like friendly. So I'm like tucking into the food because I'm not too nervous to not eat. And he has like not even a mouthful. And I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Do you not like the food? And he's like, oh, I probably shouldn't really tell you this because like, I actually like you, but I'm on a,
you can't eat on it, can you?
Yeah. And what? I was
it
like,
makes
yeah.
you feel sick.
Was he like overweight or anything?
No. But he was just trying to lose a bit of weight. And I was just like,
that's a bit of an
that, like, it sounds horrible, but that was a bit of an ick. Yeah. I was like,
we very always feminine. Talk about it things is, like that. If you want a man, you want a man that eats.
I was literally tucking in and he can't because he's on his empty. I'm like, that's, I feel like it should be the other way around. I feel like I should be like, oh, I'm watching my weight.
I've always been the girl though that like has the same size portions as my boyfriend. We're sitting down for dinner at night. Like, I will not serve you more chips than me because I'm eating the same amount. Like, I'm never the girl that's got like a little tiny plate of rabbit food and then they've got a big plate.
Oh my God, and me and Eve are so fast. We're like, such have you seen eaters. How fast Eve eats? Like,
oh my gosh, literally in a matter of minutes. It. Yeah, I'm so quick.
I did, to be fair, we probably just eat.
Quicker because like
I know I think I'm quick. Quicker I'm so quick but also I can speak as well while I'm like eating, so like, you know, sometimes people will just like be silent and just like wolf it down. I can just be speaking, having a whole conversation, and it's gone
while you're eating. That's like a skill, you're like Bevo,
Bevo 2.9.
on TikTok, the boy who doesn't eat his food swallows it.
I still feel like why.
Maybe you guys were in the villa when Bevo was blowing up.
Yeah, he was blowing up.
But like, he takes two chews and swallows and he went viral. Yeah. But then I think it's all come out to be like a publicity stunt. We'll have to show you a video after.
So like he doesn't actually swallow it?
Yeah, he does.
He just swallows it. So he just goes...
Yeah,
oh my God. I think the food's
me,
gone.
Me on the date.
Yeah, I'll be like,
on your day.
I wondered
where. I was quick, yeah.
What? Were you quick at eating on the day?
I think so. Like, every time I eat, I'm just quick. It's just, yeah. You like, I wonder where the food's gone.
I wondered where the sushi roll went. But we had so much food.
We had so much food.
I love that, though. There's nothing worse than going out with someone and they're like, I'm not really a foodie, don't really eat. Yeah. Do you want to eat? I don't. And then you're like, well, my belly's rumbling, mate.
She was leaving it down to me to order everything.
Oh my God, yeah. I just said, Demi, just take the reins.
You just order things, and then I had the pressure of ordering it. But you liked it all, though, didn't you?
It was so nice. It was so nice.
We're not really fussy. Yeah. Like, we can eat, like, I love trying new stuff. Mm. So that's why I'm always like, oh, I'll have whatever, like, which is quite good.
That's another ick that we always say is that when you go out with someone and they don't like trying new things.
Oh, my God, They're super fussy.
You know when boys are like, oh, yeah, I just eat, like, chicken nuggets and chips. And I'm like, have you ever tried a prawn? And they're like, never tried a prawn. I'm like... Like, how do you get through life? I just can't be with someone like that. I want to go to like lovely restaurants like eat seafood. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw this thing, and it's like you can always tell like a guy's like had a girlfriend or whatever if they're ordering like the yellow tail, because I feel like guys would never if a girl puts them onto it, they do. Like, I feel like a guy would just be like, oh yeah, like, I just want this, like the chips.
Have you ever organised a date before?
No,
you haven't.
I've never
Have you ever
a
organised a date? Well, I know.
It's about time. I feel like I don't think I'd do that.
Where would you? So, like, where would be your dream date? Like, if you was gonna say, someone take me somewhere.
I mean,
Amazonica.
Oh, you're just flattering me now.
Yeah. I feel like probably like a restaurant, which is a nice restaurant. I like nice restaurants, but they're maybe not
too fancy.
Yeah, like not really too quiet. Fancy. And they're not like where you're going to like bump into everyone as well. Like, was there anyone in Amazonica?
We wanted to bump into Pete Wicks, didn't we? I mean, that's like his spot.
That's what Demi said to me in the first, when you asked, you're like, should I just do a Pete Wicks? Is that where he goes?
Pete Wicks for years has took girls to Amazonica because he always gets caught and papped outside. So I was like, not to get papped with Eve, because I don't think anyone would even think we're on a date, but I was like, oh, should we? Because we was laughing about it, we was like, oh, should we just go there and like see what the hype's all about, why he keeps taking girls in? And we went in there and I was like, imagine if we see him in here, like,
with the Pete Wicks effect.
You saw someone
I feel like it was like one of like Shemmy's friends.
Oh, okay.
I feel like he was on a date as well.
Yeah, he was with a girl.
It's the date place though, isn't it? I feel like that whole square in Mayfair is a date place. God, like Sexy Fish, Pakistan.
I was gonna bar hop, but she was two drinks away. Next time. Her legs were wobbling.
Were you like tipsy walking to the toilet?
I actually was. I went to the toilet.
She was trying to kiss me and I was like, oh.
Too much information.
I'm only joking.
Right, girls. So we're just going to wrap this up now, but we want to ask you the question that we ask everyone. What would you be doing if you weren't doing what you do?
Okay. So I was, like, before Love Island and stuff, I was at uni doing geography because I wanted to work for the United Nations. I don't know whether I'd be doing that, but I feel like, it would probably be, like, a complete different path. Like, it wouldn't be influencing. It would be, like, more, like, academic, I feel.
What is the United Nations?
It's, like... you know, like humanitarian organizations where they work for like water development, like kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, you go, girl.
Like all those sectors of that. I don't know. I feel like I actually don't know what I'd be doing, but definitely not anything to do with like Instagram. Mm.
What about you?
I was the same. I was doing psychology at uni, and I didn't really know what I was going to do afterwards, but like maybe like marketing, go down into that, or I was going to do the psychology degree and then maybe go into law afterwards and do like the LLB course and see where that went, or like maybe I quite like clinical, but like with that then you have to do a master's and things like that. But I was just kind of, I knew I was going to do something afterwards in psychology, and I think to be fair it probably would have been marketing, but maybe law or clinical. But I was just kind of like,
Not too sure.
You are both actually really clever,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. I was like, you girls are both so smart.
I couldn't even I couldn't even tell you what you both just said to me. Like, I was like, yeah. But yeah, well, well done, girls, because, you know, you can always go back to doing it.
Yeah, and you've got, like, the beauty and the brains, and you've absolutely smashed it. And congratulations on Love Island, both of you, and for coming second.
I know.
And I can't wait to watch what you girls do next.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks, girls. Well, catch us next week at the same time, same place with our next guest.
Bye.
Bye.